This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Watching as everything unfolds around me. I'm trying to figure out the frame. You know, I always come to one of these moments where I'm like trying to understand what the left is about. And I do that because there is no national divorce that would actually happen, right? A armed conflict, which we would smoke them in, would still be very, very, very bad for the country. So, I've decided to try to understand them. And I have decided to drag you along with me on this insane journey. Because, and I don't really remember when I began to notice this, but in the last few years, Western civilization and American society more so generally seems to have plunged into this absolute abyss of insanity and depravity and general confusion. And we have concepts now that we consider like critical race theory or like gender theories, if gender is a theory. This is all part of the national discourse. And with words that being created seemingly out of thin air, like heteronormative, pansexual, non-binary, and the prefix cis. And we've been pushed closer and closer to the edge of national disunity and societal insanity. The fact that if you are male or female, you're now being referred to not as male or female, but as cis male and cis female by not only professional idiots who happen to be gender studies majors or the bitter middle-aged lesbian feminist college professor, but also by major corporations who make the sodas you drink or at barbecues or who manufactured the car you drive, or even by a legendary company beloved by children for decades that was until recently an institution in and of itself. This is an indication of just how far we have fallen. And indeed, when we had, quote, Dr., end quote, Jill Biden's latest speech at the Latinx Inclusion Luncheon, in which she made the gaffe that would cause any average person to be completely demolished and ostracized, blackballed, and other parts of character assassinated by American Pravda, which is CNN and MSNBC and all those. This is just the latest example of our collective mental breakdown. Now, while all of this woke nonsense and linguistic gibberish may make it sound like people uttering these ridiculous words had a stroke, you can rest assured that these words are being used not by accident or not just by, you know, to be sensitive to the feelings of others, but to quite literally erase reality itself. This is part of the template, the leftist template, as I call it. This absurd babble did not just spontaneously emerge within the last few years, but is deeply rooted in an academic theory that has been applied to multiple disciplines since at least the 1960s, known as postmodernism. And in essence, the theory of postmodernism literally rejects the ideas of objective reality and truth itself. Postmodernism was born out of the psychotic mind of radical French philosopher Jacques Derrida, who was a primary and original advocate for a line of thinking known as deconstruction. The goal of the deconstructionist was to essentially blur or erase the lines between fact and fiction, reality and fantasy, and from their perspective, there was no such thing as absolute truth, objective reality, or fundamental morality. It was all relative, subject to the interpretation of the individual and or his social group or community. In a phrase, they spawned the idea of living your truth. This is where the idea of being attracted to minors, you know, and I will treat them with, you know, that kind of nonsense. This is where this emerges, because you get to get out there and rationalize it to yourself. And then you're now living your truth. Or you can wake up tomorrow and you can say, I want to be a fern. And now you're living your truth, because you turn towards the sun every time, you know, like a fern would. According to the Encyclopedia Britannica, postmodernists believed that the values, practices, and principles of the Enlightenment era in the West, which is, you know, scientific inquiry, rationality, reason, and the search for objective truth through the use of these methods, essentially create a system of intellectual hierarchies. There's always a hierarchy. Whenever there's something bad going on, it is part of a hierarchy that suppresses alternative ideas about and interpretations of the world, and thus oppress those who may not believe or may not want to believe the objective truths about the world. And they reject the idea that truth exists independently of the individual mind, and they argue that truth is subjective, and that one person's truth is no more valid, true, or factual than another person's. They also advocate that science, history, language, etc. should be viewed through a lens of an individual's personal experience and feelings instead of the actual facts themselves, and that by asserting that there's real truth, which obviously there is and always will be, when you do that, you're excluding the perspectives of others who may not subscribe to the truth as established by the dominant group and their methods of finding the objective truth. They have their own truth, whether it's truth or not. And if this is sounding familiar to you, this is because critical race theory, gender theory, transgenderism, feminism, etc., they're all the progeny, or more accurately, the bastard children of postmodernism. And postmodernism itself is a child of Marxism. Marxists reject the truth and grand narratives about the world because they believe it was established by an elite group, the ruling class. They seek to destroy it on that basis because they see it as the rules, regulations, standards, and customs of the bourgeois oppressing the proletariat. Postmodernists view truth as a hierarchy, and the facts discerned and believed by the dominant group are ideas that are believed by the majority of rational people. That oppresses ideas and beliefs of those on the fringes who are legitimately delusional. It is Marxism dressed up as free thinking, which is not free thinking at all, because free thinking requires the use of rationality in order to determine the truth by using the facts known about the world. And the postmodernists, according to their own beliefs, do not believe in facts or the idea of facts. And if all of this sounds like a bunch of hogwash that someone pulled out of their fourth point of contact, dressed up in academic language and pretended with serious belief because they have the right to the right degree, that's because it is. It is, in fact, total garbage. Not based on any kind of evidence or fact, but also not based on logical argumentation or rationality. Because they reject all of this. They reject all of your ideas and concepts and truths. And that's what many of your children are now being taught in a public school. They're being taught just like the postmodernists want them to be, that there's no such thing as truth. They want your children and grandchildren and nieces and nephews and friends to believe that everything is true and nothing is true. Everything is real and nothing is real. Left is right, up is down. If you're a male and you believe you're a female, or if you feel like you should be a female, regardless of the fact of what you have down between, you know, down there, that you literally are a female. That's what we're facing. And with this, we have all of this stuff, systemic racism, unconscious bias. If a student is not performing, then it becomes, this gets heaped upon the teacher. And this is why the teachers are all seemingly moving to this. Because then they might get accused of racism or something else, and they're just not strong enough a personality to deal with it. So, this is where the postmodernist critical race theory comes in. It's quite the evolved thing, and it's been going on for a bit. and it's left the campus now, and it's out there in the world. It's like a virus. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now, as we go along in this trying to figure out what's going on, the next thing coming up that we're facing is an election in November. And I've been getting a lot of email and I see a lot of posts, and I see a lot of people talking. And, you know, this reminds me of one of my sponsors. One of my sponsors is Chambers Custom, Joe Chambers. I have two of his guns. One has gone back. Both of them, every gun I've ever shot of his, I've shot other guns where they run a batch of this and a batch of that. Literally every gun that he sends out, though, is handmade. So they're basically bespoke, which means one of a kind, right? Tailored to you. And what happened in 2020 was bespoke. While we were all distracted by the fact that Trump was being attacked by both the Republicans and the Democrats and the Russian collusion and all the other nonsense, but at the same time enjoying the $1.50 gasoline and all this other stuff, there was a guy named Mark Elias, a lawyer, that went out there and he started working with various secretaries of state to get them in a position to where they might do something. And then Soros started funding some of them in their elections, and then Soros started doing other things. And then Mark Zuckerberg, he went out and he did a few things and spent a few bucks, and the Zuck bucks. And what we had was a very well-coordinated attack on the election to redirect it. And it was successful. Now you've had state legislatures come out, and you're having state Supreme Courts come out, and they're all looking at what happened there, and they're saying, yeah, that's not going to happen that way again. And, of course, they're being accused of Jim Crow laws. Now, the Democrats have painted themselves into a corner. That is without a doubt. It's beyond fun to contemplate how badly they've cooked their own goose, and it's also a reason for us to have some optimism. Because what I just described to you with the postmodernism and everything else, you've gotten to see this now, front and center for the last 2 years. It's like it's been out there forever. It's like, it's the most annoying thing I've ever seen in my life. And the Democrats, where I've been waiting for everybody to snap out of the whatever stupor they're in, the Democrats have been working unwittingly to slap America in the face, and they have done that. Because they're witless, the unwitting Democrats, you know. And we actually have an opportunity to make it happen if we don't pass on this rare chance. Which brings me to some of these messages and posts I'm seeing. See, mine is a military background. And in a military background, as long as I can fight, I'm fighting. And I'm not giving up. Because the winner of the battle is chosen by the loser, because the loser quits fighting. And I have to fight with what I've got, like it or not. So, when I talk about this stuff, and, you know, they get out there and some people will tell me, well, yeah, I see that. I see how they're screwing it up. But then I get this, and this is a composite of some of the things I see. The Democrats are evil geniuses. They've corrupted everything, and they will never be another fair election. Even if we do get Republicans elected, they're all a bunch of Vichy cowards, and will do nothing to stop our march towards socialism. America is finished. Okay. If you really believe that, and this is where we get into the... I say this all the time about people. What do you really believe? If you really believe that, what's your plan? Do you care enough to do something besides whine about it? We have pessimists on the right side, and they need to make a choice. And there are only four options here. Option one, that would be to cast a protest vote. You know, you get in there, and like if you got a choice between Mitt Romney and Michelle Obama, who do you vote for? I get it. And some conservatives will go the protest route. They will vote for a third-party candidate that has no chance of actually winning. In 1992, faced with a choice between Bill Clinton and George H.W. Bush, 19,743,821 principled protesters voted for Ross Perot. And that delivered the presidency to Bill Clinton. Now, that was a... Everybody saw the message that it mattered. I mean, does anybody out there, if I hadn't told you how many people voted for Perot, how many people even remember he ran in 1992? But what this also did is it also empowered the very corrupt Clinton dynasty, which still plagues us 30 years later. So Some Democrats are even talking about another Hillary run in 2024. Others want Chelsea to get into politics. I don't even like thinking about it. So how did the protest vote from 30 years ago work out for America? That wasn't nearly as harmless as they thought it was going to be. The principle of the thing. Then the We're Doomed crowd would take the non-electoral action, and I don't mean revolution. Option two would be to amend the Constitution to redirect America's course. Article 5 of the Constitution provides the states with the means to do it without the help of our rhinos in Washington, D.C. This idea was endorsed by Antonin Scalia. One group, Convention of States Action, is pursuing this option, and they're more than halfway to making it happen. But it would be naive to think that an amendment without some sort of really good leadership would fix what ails the country. And just think about the damage a few Supreme Court appointments from President Ocasio-Cortez would do. My impression is the default plan of the doomsayers is option three, which is to just surrender. Stop voting or supporting the Republicans and just give up. And this is where we get to the part to where the winner of any battle is going to be picked by the loser. When one party stops fighting, they award the win to the other party. And those that think America isn't worth the effort anymore, go get your Netflix subscription, go watch Big Bang Theory reruns, and wait to get the Daily Government Talking Points on the 10 o'clock nightly TASS broadcast. And then shut up. When they're saddened at the sight of their children growing up in an America without freedom, guess who they can blame? They can go right into the restroom or into the living room, or not their living room, into their bedroom and look at the first mirror, and there you are. There's your blame. They'll never know if their votes would have mattered because they didn't cast any. They give up. Option four is to soldier on. Because for some of us, there simply is no other choice. Show up at the polls every election day, including primary elections, and vote smartly. And as for the argument that we'll never have another fair election, we don't need fair elections. We need conservatives elected. There's always going to be cheating. There has always been cheating. William F. Buckley got out there and he said a long time ago, vote for the most conservative candidate that can win. So this means that some candidates on the West Coast or the Northeast will need to do, they're going to be more moderate than a candidate from Texas or Idaho. Democrats have bollocked things up so badly that I suspect some very conservative can and will win in the next two elections. And if we're choosing option four to get out to the primaries and vote, we have to do that. And then we need to show up for the general election and do it all over again. Option four is mine. The fight goes on. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Bottom line is this trip is about, once again, positioning America in this region for the future. We are not going to leave a vacuum in the Middle East for Russia or China to fill.
President Biden's comments in Saudi Arabia on Friday. Biden meeting with Saudi officials where he said they discussed energy security, opening Saudi's airspace to Israel, and human rights. Fresh off a trip to the Texas border with Mexico, a group of Republican senators say they're shocked at what they saw. The expedition was led by Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn.
Dead bodies that, frankly, are not the kind of thing that any of us want to look at, but it is the reality.
The senator blaming the Biden administration for the problems on the U.S.-Mexico border. This is USA Radio News. Senator Joe Manchin said Thursday he won't support the president's Build Back Better plan. On the West Virginia radio show Metro News Talkline, Manchin says it won't be inflammatory to add more inflation.
It takes the taxes to pay for the investment in the clean technology that I'm in favor of, but I'm not going to do something and overreach that causes more problems.
His decision comes after Wednesday's CPI report showing that inflation rate jumped to 9.1%, the highest in 40 years. The president now saying he supports a slimmed-down bill that aims at lowering prescription drug prices. Tiger Woods got emotional as he finished his second round at the Open Championship in Scotland. Woods is at 9 over par and missed the cut. Woods saying he doesn't know if he'll be physically able to play another Open Championship at St. Andrews. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.
This is Gun Owners News Hour. January 6th was part of the postmodernism. We were told that what happened in 2020 and 2021, all of the George Floyd riots and all the BLM violence and all the Antifa violence, we were told that these were peaceful protests, summer of love. And then we were told January 6th was an insurrection. A weaponless insurrection. Up is down, left is right. Male is female. Now there's a little new wrinkle that's come up, and it's sort of flying under the radar. There's a previously unnoticed Proud Boy member, Robert Fussell. And he's coming out and shredding all the theories about January 6th being pushed by the House January 6th Select Committee and the federal prosecutors. Coming out of the Pennsylvania Lancaster Online, a journalist named Carter Walker, who actually, he punches a lot higher above the paper's fighting weight, he reported on July the 7th that Robert Fussell revealed himself to be the third Proud Boys member that they were trying to find, the federal prosecutors were trying to find in their conspiracy theory of a seditious conspiracy. So this means he's volunteered to be indicted for seditious conspiracy. Why would he do this? Well, he's going to prove that the Democrats and prosecutors are lying about January 6, 2021, and he's willing to risk prosecution for two 20-year felonies. So coming out of the Lancaster paper, Robert Fussell of Seattle revealed his identity and role because he said evidence cited by federal prosecutors is being mischaracterized. Should the entire private chat logs of the senior Proud Boys Planning Council be publicized, it would undermine the government's case. Fussell, who uses the pseudonym Rex Fergus, is referenced in an indictment as one of the three members of the upper-tier leadership of the Proud Boys Ministry of Self-Defense, which allegedly planned the group's actions on January 6th. He's not named in the indictment, and as he has not been charged with any crime. So he believes that the falsehoods being peddled are so deceitful that he's decided to risk going to jail for up to 40 years by identifying himself. And these revelations are also confirmed by new revelations of an undercover FBI agent reporting that the Proud Boys never planned to attack or enter the Capitol. They weren't fighting. They were de-escalating. The Gateway Pundit reported that to a whistleblower leaked FBI notes to them. And there's text messages out there that you can find quite easily where they're talking about stopping people from doing this and stopping people from doing that and stopping this guy from throwing a chair at the cops and telling people to get out of the building, that's enough, and all this other stuff. And they actually de-escalated the crowd. Meanwhile, Fussell revealed one of the three conversations among the Proud Boys Ministry of Self-Defense leadership team. The second of three chats is over 400 pages of messages on communication app Telegram. Fussell suggested to Lancaster Online that he will release the rest. And the actual chat messages from their team demonstrate that, one, even their appointed leadership team had no plans about January 6, 2021 in Washington, D.C., other than to protect demonstrators from Antifa and BLM violence. As late as December 27, 2020, the leaders are debating whether to hold protests in their own local state capitals rather than joining the announced demonstration at the Ellipse in Washington, D.C., announced on December 19th. So as late as December 27th, they had not decided whether they were going to D.C. at all. And the response to holding local events is striking. The response was, whatever. So there was no goal to do anything at the Capitol or in D.C. The leadership didn't care if any Proud Boys came to D.C. or not, or stayed in their own states, because there was nothing in particular planned for D.C. There were no plans to interfere in the counting of the Electoral College votes. And while their chants are amazingly rambling and unfocused, demonstrating no goal to actually get anything done in D.C. And remember that the Proud Boys have always focused on allowing demonstrators to engage in free speech. They do not carry the message themselves. They only are reactive to leftist violence. Whenever the Proud Boys show up, most of the time they're going to be focused on Antifa. There is no discussion of the Electoral College or Congress counting votes. There is no effort to recruit anybody else to show up on January 6th or any leadership role with regard to other demonstrators. And they mainly debate how not to get stabbed by Antifa and BLM counter-demonstrators, including those whom leftists stabbed in November or December, joking they didn't recommend it, and discussing clothing that would protect them against getting stabbed. And the Ministry of Self-Defense was created to try to organize Proud Boys who attend rallies and events. As Aaron Wolkind explains, it was originally a drinking and sports-watching fraternity. The Proud Boys consist of party boys and a number of rally boys who started defending the right to free speech at conservative events. And the MSOD is clearly explained as responding to the total lack of structure among the Proud Boys. The chats emphasize that it means self-defense, the Proud Boys. Tario strongly instructs Proud Boys must not go looking for trouble. They have to stick together and defend demonstrators and one another. And Enrique Tario emphasizes in the chats that Proud Boys must be peaceful. Even the prosecution's third superseding indictment includes the admissions. From at least and around November 2020, Tario used his platform as leader of the Proud Boys to publicly post statements in response to the projected results of the 2020 presidential elections. He posted a message on November 6th. The media constantly accuses us of wanting to start a civil war. Careful what you ask for. We don't want to start one, but we will sure finish one. He posted a message, blank unity, no quarter, raise the black flag. On November 16th, he posted a message that if Biden steals this election, the Proud Boys will be political prisoners. We won't go quietly, I promise. That's not threat either. I mean, you know, they tried to put up a disinformation bureau within the Department of Homeland Security, right? On December 20th, Person 3 posted a message to the leaders group stating, I am assuming most of the protests will be at the Capitol building given that what's going on inside. In response, Tario posted a video chat which would take place on December 21st to discuss that and January 6th. So even as the indictment admits, there was no focus on interrupting the Electoral College count. The Proud Boys were just guessing where most people would be expected to be. A couple like Biggs made angry, violent statements, but the group did not agree with this and did not condone it. And one of the reasons that there's such a breakthrough is that the FBI and prosecutors had imposed gag orders on January 6th defendants and their attorneys. And this prevented the public from knowing how baseless the prosecutions about January 6th really are. And many have heard that the FBI and the courts are withholding over 14,000 hours of video. And these protective orders are why. And actually, the number is much higher by now. And hiding behind these orders, Congress and prosecutors misrepresent the facts. They edit them. And, you know, some of you have heard of Paloma Capana. She's an attorney, formerly out of New York State, who comes with me, comes on to Lock and Load sometimes, and we discuss January the 6th. And we look at who they go. We've been looking at who they go after, how they've been finding them, all these other things. And it's interesting they did not catch this cat. It's very interesting to me. These cases are fraud on the court. And anybody that's already involved in this cannot show documents or videos because of these protective orders, or they'll be in contempt of court. But Mr. Fussell has his own copies. He did not receive the documents or video through or from prosecutors. So he has no restrictions on his use of his own documents from his own phone. The lid has been blown off. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
One more time. And today I don't get to get my back cracked. This is Gun Owners News Hour. My chiropractor, he's on a cruise to Alaska. So no back cracking for me. The other day, I was at my parents' house. My parents are in their 80s. And January 6th came up, and I was asked if I thought that President Trump would be convicted of this, of January 6th. And they, being a Second Amendment advocate is my template. And that means I'm basing everything that I do off of fact, statistic, or empirical evidence. And knowing, for example, that the crowd hit the Capitol while President Trump was still at the Ellipse talking, and he never said, go attack them. He said, march peacefully and patriotically. I fail to see the connection to an incitement. Now, this all began when President Trump got on Twitter, because he has a huge following on, he had a huge following on Twitter, and he said, big protest in D.C. on January 6th, be there, will be wild. I work in the media industry, and I mean, I know a lot of guys that work in the music end of radio, and they refer to everything they're going to do that's going to be fun as something wild. Now, here we have the postmodernistic approach to what he said, and so march peacefully and patriotically is apparently what caused what they refer to as the January 6th violence. Now, January 6th was nothing more, for the most part, than a bunch of guys outside in fights trying to make it look like something major was going down, that were either FBI seeds, Antifa, BLM. I'm sure there were some regular citizens that wanted to get in a fight, too. But most of the fighting was being done as sort of an antagonistic thing to try to provoke something. Everybody that made it inside the building, for the most part, stayed within the velvet ropes of the tour area. you did have the guy looking like the Viking, and you did have the guy posing on Nancy Pelosi's desk with his feet up and stealing her lectern. You did have those idiots in there. And that's what they were. They were just idiots. And it's okay to be an idiot in the United States. It's okay to dress like a Viking and go somewhere. It's probably not okay to steal the Speaker of the House's lectern or break into her office and steal an envelope and whatever other nonsense they did. Now, the media, when I say they edited this, and this is postmodern, right? And the J6 committee, they didn't show the public that he said march peacefully and patriotically, because that would mean that was the truth. And remember, the truth is not objective. The truth is what we say it is. So this is postmodernism, taking it from the realm of, well, it's about how you feel and being changed politically into something about this is what we need it to be in order for this to happen. Now, contrast reporting with Trump challenging the results of an election with what the Obama-Biden administration did with Iran while they were in office. And the media and the Democrats weren't very interested. And in the case of Iran, Obama paid billions in kickbacks to the tyrants, shipped billions in unmarked bills in the middle of the night. Democrat ally John Kerry met secretly with the mullahs to assure them of their return to power behind the Trump administration's back, allowing them to adjust their actions accordingly to undercut President Trump. Now, right now, this minute, John Kerry should be busting rocks. He should be busting rocks. He should have been transgenderized in prison by now, because that was treason. Then, after all this happened, Obama dictatorially ordered the supposedly independent Justice Department to stop a years-long investigation into drug running by terrorists. And he clearly cared more about appeasing the Iranian dictators who continued to pledge debt to America than the safety and the health of you, the American people. And they continually lie through a compliant media so they could greatly enrich Iran. Remember all that? And we get this from Ben Rhodes. Rhodes and Obama knew that for anyone but the hard left to accept a deal with America's bigger enemy in Tehran, a new narrative needed to emerge, even as it was relatively transparent nonsense. And Rhodes explained to his bemused interviewer, David Samuels, in a New York Times Magazine profile, that it was first necessary to lie to a corrupted and inexperienced American media about all sorts of things, beginning with the nature and intentions of the enemy Iranian regime. Subsequent lies were caked on as the White House took advantage of a dangerous mix of ignorance and their ideological and partisan commitment to the administration, and finally their career aspirations. Rhodes said, and remember this is paramount. Rhodes said, the average reporter we talk to is 27 years old, and their only reporting experience consists of being around political campaigns. They literally know nothing. Thus, they will believe what he tells them. And he also tells friendly non-governmental organizations and think tanks what he's telling the journalists. These outlets then produce experts whose expert opinion is just what Rhodes wants it to be. These ignorant young journalists thus have quotes that look like independent confirmation of the White House's lies. Here's how Samuels described the scene. In the spring of last year, legions of armed control experts began popping up at think tanks and on social media, and then became key sources for hundreds of often clueless reporters. We created an echo chamber, Rhodes admitted when asked to explain the onslaught of freshly minted experts cheerleading for the deal. They were saying things that validated what we had given them to say. So what's more dangerous to America? Challenging an election where many states didn't follow the law, where Mark Zuckerberg bribed local officials and radical NGOs, or an administration that lied in order to funnel hundreds of billions of dollars, tax dollars, to tyrants that sponsor terrorism and the pledge of the death of America? Now, to most of the media, then the ever-Trumpers and the Democrats, the answer is people cannot challenge elections, but this is only when Republicans are the challengers. I don't recall the media heroes of today like the Rhinos, Kinzinger, and Cheney saying much or anything about the following. Like when the J6 committee member Democrat Jamie Raskin challenged electors in the 2016 election. that the J6 committee is completely uninterested in why Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Schumer didn't secure the Capitol despite intelligence warnings. That Hillary Clinton and her staff violated national security laws, which included destroying documents and equipment with hammers. That Hillary Clinton created the Russian collusion thing by paying $10 million to create it. That the corrupt and politicized Obama Justice Department used the fictitious dossier to lie to the FISA court and then spy on Trump and his associates even while he was in office, all the while protecting career criminal Hillary from prosecution. What Obama did in his administration dwarfs Watergate. And all we get from the Never Trumpers is virtual silence, always silence. And that the, J6 committee member Adam Schiff continually lied about Russian collusions. How many times did he go on TV to say he had evidence when there was never any evidence for anybody to have? You know, that the Biden administration is working with Russia on a deal to greatly enrich the terrorist-sponsoring tyrants in Iran. What could possibly go wrong there? That the Biden administration refuses to enforce immigration laws passed by Congress. That the attacks on Supreme Court justices for returning the legislative process back to legislators, as the Constitution requires on the matter of abortion, goes on without consequence. You got people like Schumer issuing threats to the justices. Violent protests are carried out with impunity. You got leftist CAs that are letting career criminals roam the streets to terrorize Americans. That the Biden administration has intentionally sought to destroy the fossil fuel industry in an act which is decimating the poor, the middle class, and small business. Cheney seems unconcerned about the destruction of the energy in her home state of Wyoming, for example. I could go on and on and on. On and on. And it boils down to this. This is postmodernism. This is the new era of wokeism. This is what I sought to understand, and now I understand what it is. It is evil. Be back next week. Everybody stay awake, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.